We rarely think of flowers as digital objects, but that's exactly what you can expect from Sophie Penketherman Young's latest exhibition, Woolworth's Orchard at Airspace in Marrickville. To talk about it more, I'm joined by Sophie in the studio, as well as Yorgo Yiannopoulos, who is also with us, and he's an organizer at Airspace Projects in Marrickville, where you can see Sophie's show, and they're here to tell us about what else is coming up at Airspace in relation to Art Month. So good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on the show during primetime brunch hour. So Sophie, your latest installation, Woolworth's Orchard, without giving too much away or going into too much detail, can you unpack what we can expect to see from the installation?
Well, you can expect to see a lot of orchids.
Orchid. that makes a lot more sense.
And like a projected video behind them. The work is kind of in two zones. There's like a physical zone of flowers, and there is a digital zone that is like a video work made entirely from images that have been sourced online.
So your interest in flowers is pretty prevalent here. How did that all start, and what does that mean for you?
It started really young. My grandmother is a landscape architect, and she designed this festival in Canberra called Floriart when I was like really little. So I've always been like surrounded by flowers, and I like one of my earliest memories was this flower that would bloom every year around my birthday, and I would just get so excited, and I remember it really clearly, and to the point where my whole family calls them Sophie's favorite flower.
Wow.
I don't think that's their botanical name, but it's what they're known as colloquially in my family. It's like yellow, and it's really like sunny, and it has like lots of spiky petals. It's really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting flower. Speaking of flowers, obviously they're an element of nature, and you've moved them into a gallery space. Can you tell me about the challenges there in making a flower bed in a gallery? Are they still alive?
Oh my god, there have been so many challenges.
I can only imagine.
So I think the biggest challenge was really that I have never really built a physical object before, because I am predominantly a video artist. And so with the drill that I got for Christmas, I decided that I was going to build a flower bed.
Wow.
And it was a very intense installation. And then planting the flowers, again, I've never like planted on this scale. I'm more of like a pot plant because I live in Sydney, so I don't have a garden.
What scale are we talking?
So the garden bed is 2 meters by 3 meters. So it's
okay,
like,
and full of flowers.
It's got like, in the end, we ended up doing it in like 3 rows of 10 orchids. So there's 30 orchids all up. But orchids don't like to stand because they're top heavy. And there was, there's been a lot of movement of the orchids to get it to where it is now.
So as you mentioned, there's also a video work, which is mm-hmm. your predominant practice. A lot of the themes in your videos are inspired by consumer culture and mass images. So when did you start exploring these ideas, and how are they prevalent in Woolworth's Orchard?
I started exploring these ideas maybe 3 or 4 years ago through my interest in museum culture and how so many objects are becoming digitized, and sort of kind of an anxiety around the digital space and the clutter that is there, and how things lose value in a sense when they are put on this like equalizing platform. And then it's sort of continued through a couple of works, but this is probably the most pointed of like the works I've ever made. It's like very specific, about like the digital natural object and then the mass produced natural object and how it's all around us.
So considering this work has such a specific intent, what are you hoping audiences grasp when they experience it in an ideal world?
So I think that there's like there is a real like horror in the beauty of seeing like flowers at this scale being mass produced in factories.
Especially orchids.
Especially orchids. And also they're a really like highly bred unnatural flower, I have a real uncanny valley kind of reaction to them because they don't look real. They still look fake, even if they are like a physical object that is made like kind of a natural physical object. So I want people to maybe not, I don't want them to be like alarmed, but I want them to be alert.
Yeah. That's a good response, I think. Not overwhelmingly stressful.
So Yorgo, you're one of the organisers at Airspace Projects. Yeah. Alongside Sophie's exhibition, there are three other artists showing. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, we've got some super beautiful shows on at the moment that all speak really, really well with each other. We've got Michaela Panagides in Gallery One. Her exhibition is called A Living Doll, and she looks at like the masks that women put on and remove to kind of either like play two feminine stereotypes or like revolt against them. And then Gallery Two, we've got Madeline Bishop, whose show One Hand Washes the Other looks at the kind of platonic relationships that we have with like our friends or family and the ways that bodies kind of like might represent that in like a photo space. And then in the cranny, which is kind of our craggly space leading to Sophie's, we've got Simone Goran, whose show Nothing That Belonged to It Exists Anymore on, which is this like post-apocalyptic look at like sort of like pubescent youth and like the idea of like the teenage girl in the 90s and like what kind of aesthetic her like revolt looks like now. And then, but like Sophie didn't mention that like she's got this like hectic soundtrack. Oh, yeah. It's like this house style, like full gabba, like dubstep situation.
Really?
That
wow.
kind of just like thumps through the space with like a spoken word over top that's like, I was like, it's super and like intense soundtrack too. And so kind of the whole space is like sounding off on each other.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've also read that, Sophie, you make video art for different DJs and musicians. Is that something that informs your practice a little bit?
Yeah, so many of my friends are in music. My partner, Duncan Brown, makes all of my soundtracks. He, like, makes music. And, yeah, I make, a weekly video for a techno show on FBI Radio.
Is it Pure Space?
It's Pure Space.
I love that video. There you go. Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm, like, very informed by that space.
Awesome. Yeah. That's cool that it's infiltrated your work in a sound area. It's kind of a give and take between music and art. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Are there any overlapping themes in the shows that you've just discussed, do you think?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. There's, like, super, super strong sense of, like, just sort of like exploration of like women's identity and identity in general and kind of like the way that one might see the world through that lens. It's like, yeah, super powerful kind of like exploration of what that's like in childhood and then sort of further on. And I guess sort of, yeah, like that presence of flowers and there's like definitely a strong kind of like color thing that's running through all the shows like really serendipitously. There's like a lot of purples and pinks in everyone's shows, and then Simone's show has this like glaring kind of acid green, so there's this green and purple like super suffragette kind of color scheme that kind of pumps through the space. It's awesome.
Was that informed by International Women's Day at all, or just
I think that like for sure that we made sure that like all the shows were hosted by like women this month, but it's definitely not like the first or only time in the program at all.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's like something that's fun to look forward to.